You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, hello, hello. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are the radio broadcast, Kingdom Sounds. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan, in the studio today. I'm glad you're tuning in. Praise God. For everyone that is faithfully listening and letting Apostle Thomas know that you heard the radio broadcast, the Kingdom Sound broadcast, we are blessed to be on the air, and we thank God for it, and we thank God for you. We thank God and invite you to join us. Stop by and visit us at Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. We would love to have you come by and visit. We like to say at Victory, you may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. You're going to leave knowing that Jesus Christ loves you and has a plan for your life in the family of God. So today we're looking again at the miracles and the parables of Jesus. I'm on a mission to dissect this word and learn these keys from what Jesus did. Let him be our example and blueprint to victory, to deliverance, to miracles, to healing, to breakthrough, to restoration. It's in the Word of God. So today we're just going to look at John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54, and we're going to dissect it and see what keys can we take away from this Word of God. That we keys have purpose, and we want to take the keys and we want to apply the keys to our life, just like we got a key to our homes. The purpose of that key is to unlock and to lock that door. We've got car keys, and the purpose of those keys is to unlock and to lock that car. So these keys in the Word of God that God is giving us, it's for us to unlock some things that have been locked up and we haven't had access to. It's for us to lock some things and prevent access to the enemy, access denied, because now we know the Word and now we're learning how to walk in the Word and walk out the Word and to speak the Word and declare the Word. And so therefore, we're going to walk in victory. So I praise God today that these parables, examining these parables of Jesus, examining the miracles of Jesus, it's going to give us breakthrough. It's going to give us keys that we're going to use, these keys, spiritual keys. So Father, let me pray really quick. Father, I thank you so much that you desire to give good gifts to your children, the scripture says, and some of those good gifts are keys to unlock and to lock, keys to raise us up to another level of understanding spiritual things. So we thank you today for spiritual keys. Father, let your word go forth on these airways to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. Let it fall on good ground today. I pray that the heart of the listeners are receptive and open to the word. I pray that testimonies come forth, excuse me, that testimonies come forth of how men and women of God are using these keys and seeing deliverance in their lives. I pray that the backslider would hear this broadcast today and give their life to Jesus. Let testimonies come forth. Somebody sick got healed. Somebody bound was delivered. Somebody taken captive was set free. Minds being opened up, Father. Understanding being enlightened. We pray in the name of Jesus today. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. John chapter 4, verse 43. Let's read together. If you have the opportunity to pull out your Bible, read with me. Let's have a quick study in this Word of God today in the parables and the miracles of Jesus Christ. So John chapter 4, verses 43 through the end of this chapter to verse 54. If you can't read with me and pull out your Bible right now, later you can read this and get all the goodies out of this passage of scripture. It reads, "Now after 2 days, Jesus departed from there, and he went into Galilee." So he left Samaria, and he departed and went into Galilee. "For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him." So he's left his country. He's in Galilee. He says, when he had come to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. So they were witnesses. And so when he came now, they're like, oh, we saw him at the feast. We know what God is doing through him. "For they had seen at the feast the miracles that he did. They also had attended the feast." Verse 46. "So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he made water into wine." Okay, so he came back to the place of his first miracle where he turned water into wine. "And there was a certain nobleman, and his son was sick at Capernaum. And when the man, the nobleman, heard that Jesus was come out of Judea and into Galilee, he went to Jesus and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, the certain nobleman, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said to Jesus, sir, come down here, else my child is gonna die. Jesus answered the nobleman and said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, hey, your son lives. Then inquired the nobleman of them, his servants, the hour when his son began to amend, what was the hour that things began to turn around in that son's life? And the servants answered him and said, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever your son had broke. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son lives, and he himself believed, and his whole house. This again is the second miracle that Jesus did. So let's go unpack this miracle. I read through it, John 4, verses 43 through 54. Let's go now, and we're going to unpack it, beginning at John 46, taking my time. Jesus came back to Cana of Galilee, where he had done his first miracle and turned the water into wine. So he traveled through Galilee and he came to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned water into wine. And there was a nobleman, which is a government official. So even the politicians don't know that Jesus lives. This nobleman's son was very sick, and he had heard about Jesus. He knew that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, so he went and he begged and he sought Jesus, come down to Capernaum and heal my son, who is about to die. Even this is the day and the hour that the politicians are going to recognize the power of Jesus Christ in the lives of the remnant church of believers, the remnant of believers that are standing fast and holding forth the name of the Lord in the earth, the world, the legislators, they're going to know that you see that the legislators and the politicians coming to the church in this passage for help. The politician was coming to Jesus for help. And Jesus said to him, verse 46-48, you will never believe in me unless you see miraculous signs and wonders. Point number one, come to Jesus. Point number one, just like in this passage, we're looking and studying miracles. We're studying the parables of Jesus. This politician, this government official needed a miracle. If you need a miracle today, and I need a miracle today, point number one, step number one, come to Jesus. Do you need a miracle, but you're not coming to Jesus? How are you going to get it if you don't first come to Jesus? Have you heard of Jesus? That is why it's so important. And praise God that we're on the radio and able to share Jesus Christ and lift up his name and tell people about him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in Jesus Christ, whosoever believed in the word of God, the scriptures declare Christ to us, should not perish, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's God's gift to humanity, restoration and dominion and authority, restoration. So number one, if you need a miracle today, come to Jesus. If you need a miracle today, seek God for help. Seek God for healing. Seek God for deliverance. This government official, this nobleman, he sought God. He heard. He wasn't at the feast, but he heard about it. He heard from those that went, that shared Christ. Believing believers, we got to share Christ. Our coworkers got to know about Jesus. The world and our neighbors got to know about Jesus. We don't know who needs Jesus, but people all around us need a miracle. Healing for something, body, soul, mind, spirit, need their children saved. We got to proclaim the name of Jesus to a dying world. Jesus challenges them and says, you won't believe in me But unless you see miraculous signs and wonders, will we believe God because he's God? Will we believe God because of his word? What is our belief based in? Is our belief based in what we see? We're studying miracles. Jesus performed miracles. And Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. I'm giving you the gift. The Father is sending the Holy Spirit in my name. And because I go to the Father, Jesus said, greater works than this that I did shall you do. So now it's our turn to implement and use the keys that God is giving us through the scripture and function in the earth as Jesus to be his hands and feet and his mouthpiece. Jesus said, you won't believe in me except you see miraculous signs and wonders. Now, let us examine ourselves today. Are we those that walk by faith in the word of God? Faith in what God has said? God says, I've given to every man. Everybody has a measure of faith. Everybody, because I made you, because I breathe my breath in your nostrils, I breathe my spirit in you, you have a measure of faith that comes from God. There is the ability in you to believe God. The scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus was challenging him, saying, you won't believe in me except you see a miraculous sign and a miraculous wonder. Then you'll believe. But faith believes for the sake of that you are God, and I believe and trust in you and in your word. We cannot be moved. Our faith cannot be based on what we see. We've got to have faith in who God is, in his name, in his blood, that Jesus is who he says he is, that God is who he said he is, that Holy Spirit is who he said he is, that God really did send his son to die for me, the great switcheroo, my sins, for his death, burial, resurrection power. I can be restored and redeemed all the way back to God's original plan for my life. So what is your faith based on? It must be anchored in Christ. It must be based on the word of God. Let your anchor hold today. Check your anchor. Check your anchor. Is your anchor what your eyes see? That will fail you. But if your anchor is anchored in God and anchored in his word, he'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. He'll save your children. He'll save your household. He'll bless you. He'll provide for you. He'll carry you through the worst of times. He'll be faithful and constant and very near to you, a very present help in the time of trouble. Verse 49. And the nobleman answered Jesus and said, sir, Jesus said, you won't believe in me except you see miraculous signs and wonders. And the nobleman answered, sir, come down, else my child is going to die. He said, Lord, please come down before my child dies, before my son dies. And you know how in this dispensation, every man wanted a son and an heir. And Jesus, so the nobleman, he didn't contradict Jesus. He didn't say, oh, no, you're wrong. I'll believe in you, except I see signs and miracles. He just said again, begging, Lord, please come down here, else my son is going to die without you, without the touch of Jesus. What is dying in your life without Jesus's touch that you know is going to take a touch from God? You know it's going to take a touch from God. Point number one was to come to Jesus. You know you need him. You know you're shipwrecked. You know you're bankrupt. And yet you won't humble yourself and come to him. I pray today, come to Jesus. verse number 50. And Jesus said to the man, he asked him again, "Sir, please come down here, else my son will die." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way." And Jesus said unto him, "Go back home. Your son will live." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy son lives." And the man believed what Jesus said. The man believed, the nobleman believed what Jesus said. The nobleman believed what Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way, headed back home. And as he was headed home, going down back to Capernaum home, his servants met him and told him, "Your son lives." When we get a word from the Lord, when we get a word from the scripture, this nobleman did like Mary did, the mother of Jesus, when the angels came to her and she was a young virgin and they said, "Hail Mary, you're highly favored. God looks upon you favorably as one he can trust and as a vessel that's yielded unto him that he can use." And the angel began to tell her the plan of God and the assignment of her life to allow the Lord to impregnate her. This thing that would be by the Holy Spirit to be a vessel to carry in her womb, the Christ child. And Mary, when the angels finish explaining the plan of God for her life, she pondered it, but she said, "Be it unto me." So when Jesus told the nobleman, "Go back home, your son lives," Jesus challenged him and said, "You won't believe in me except you see a miraculous sign." Guess what did not happen in the story? Jesus did not go to Capernaum. So it makes me ask again the question, where is our faith? What is our belief based on? Is our belief based on what we see? Is our faith, our belief, based in the word of God? I already said we got to check our anchor. What are we anchored on? What are we believing? We've got to believe what Jesus said. This man, this nobleman, it says he believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. Do you believe and know, as we're on the radio today, that the word that I'm speaking is spirit and life? And even this spoken word today that I bring to you has the power to heal, to save, to deliver, to turn around, to break through, to restore, to redeem, to transform. This is not my word. I speak and declare unto you the word of the Lord today. Go back home. Your son lives. Go back home. Where is home? The prodigal son said, "I will return to my father's house." How many of us have wandered away from our father's house? How many of us have decided, "I'll do life my way," absent from the father? The father says today, "Go back home." What does that mean? Return to me so you can live. Return to me so your children can live. Return to me so you can have the life that I've declared, that is exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think type of life. Go back home to the word of God. Go back home to obeying Jesus. Go back home to believing the spoken word of God, to believing whatsoever God says to you in these 66 books that we call the Bible. Go back home and live. Go back home and receive deliverance. Go back home and obey the instructions of Jesus. So as the man went in faith and he headed home, the servants met him and they said, "Your son lives," just like Jesus said. There shall be a performance of this word of God in your life if you grab hold of it by faith and say, "God, I'll believe you for your word about my situation, about what's dying in my life." In the parable, it was the nobleman's son. In your life, what is it? Tell God about it. Come to Jesus with it. What is at the point of death in your life and in your situation? And then verse 52, the nobleman inquired. He says, "What hour did my son begin to amend? What hour did my son begin to get better?" And they said unto the nobleman, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left." His fever suddenly disappeared. His fever broke. And so the nobleman, the father, knew that this was the same time, the very same time that Jesus had said to him, "Thy son lives." And that was the very same time that the nobleman believed, and his whole household, and he and his entire household believed in Jesus Christ, and they were saved. This is the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So there's keys, as I said, that we can see in the word that will unlock situations that have been closed off from us. And these very same keys can lock the enemy that causes us to live in fear and in bondage. We can use the word today to see that we bring every problem to Jesus, that we seek God for our help, seek God for our answers, seek God for our healing, seek God for our deliverance. Come to him, tell him about it, that our belief must be anchored in Christ. It must be anchored in the word of God, that our faith cannot be based on what we see, for we walk by faith and not by sight, that we healing is based on the word of God and not our emotions. So the nobleman was very emotional, but he got a hold and allowed the word of God, and he received it as truth. I pray today the broadcast has blessed you and that you will do the same thing, that you will walk in faith and victory, believing the word of God, holding fast the word of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock.